Street at Today SOR.
There's been an outpouring of tributes to 26-year-old Laura Brennan, who sadly passed away yesterday from cervical cancer. The Ennis native, who was just 26 years old, died in Limerick Hospital, leaving her heartbroken family and many, many friends and admirers behind. Laura had used her final months to campaign for the HPV vaccine, and her story had a huge effect on the take-up rates for the vaccine. She was determined to make a difference, and last year she spoke on The Late Late Show to Ryan Tubridy about why she was so passionate about the vaccine programme.
Someday the treatment might stop working, and sometime in the future there mightn't be a cure for my cancer, and then I will be in pain and I won't be able to get out of bed, and I'll have to move back home, and I know my parents will take good care of me, like they always do. I'm so lucky. But they'll come up and they'll ask me, am I okay? And I'll be in pain, but I know I'll tell them I'm grand, or I'll crack a joke and they'll give me a smile back. But in their eyes, I'll see pain. Pain because their daughter is deteriorating in front of them. Pain because I'm in pain and there's nothing they can do about it. And that is why I got behind the campaign, because I don't want any mother, father, sister, brother, friends or family to lose someone from such a horrible illness, which is cervical cancer, which, thanks to the screening programme and the HPV vaccine, is now preventable practically.
Yeah.
And that's why I am so passionate.
The late Laura Brennan. And joining me now are the Chief Executive of the Irish Cancer Society, Avril Power, who's with me in studio, and on the line, campaigner Vicky Phelan from Limerick. My thanks to you both. Vicky, can I ask you, first of all, when or how did you get to know Laura?
We got to know each other last year. I suppose after my story broke, we got in touch with each other. I think she reached out to me on Twitter, and we arranged to meet up because she lived in Ennis, which is not that far from where I live. And actually, I was out in Ennis quite a bit at the time. I was seeing, just going out there for some treatments. So we met up twice out there for coffee, but we had been in touch over the phone as well. And I suppose what I was struck by, Sean, ever before, I suppose she went, you know, on the Late Late Show and became very public, was just her positivity, you know, for a girl so young, you know, facing into a terminal, you know, illness. I just couldn't get over how positive she was, and that really kind of stuck with me, really, you know.
Yeah, and she was obviously, as we've known, very determined to help other women avoid her fate and campaigned very, very hard, even though she was very unwell herself.
Yes, and I don't think she realised the effect that she had, possibly maybe, you know, in the last couple of weeks when it was clear that the increase in the uptake of the HPV vaccine had been so significant since she fronted the campaigns of the HSE, you know, and I'm glad that she got to see that, because that's all down to her, Sean. You know, really, you know, that is definitely all down to Laura. I mean, you know, somebody like me could have done a campaign like that, but it wouldn't have had the same impact, Sean, because she was so young. And I think, you know, the young people need to see that this disease affects young, very young women as well. And, you know, she was very, you know, beautiful looking girl, very glamorous. And I think it really kind of hit the message home that this is an illness that can hit young girls as well.
And Avril Power, when Laura found out about her cancer, she contacted the HSE. She took that initiative and then led that video campaign urging girls to get the vaccine to protect them from cervical cancer. So it took a lot of courage, I suppose, and strength for her to do that.
It took a huge amount of courage, Sean. I think that really speaks to the type of person that Laura was. She was quoted in an interview a few months ago of saying, I can't go back to a point where I didn't have cancer, so I just have to enjoy each day and make the most of the time I have left. And she certainly did that. And she used that time to help so many other people. She was determined. I mean, she spoke about the impact that cervical cancer had on her life, but she was determined to make sure that no other woman would ever have to go through that. And thanks to her, the vaccine uptake has increased dramatically. And every single interview, Sean, you played the interview there from The Late Late. I had the privilege of doing the Claire Byrne show with Laura, but every interview took a huge toll on her energy levels because she was very sick, particularly in the last few months.
You but could see that, could you? Because I think you might have participated, as you say, with her on Claire Byrne.
Yeah, so I mean, we both spoke on the Claire Byrne show about the importance of increasing the HPV vaccine. And I had the privilege of meeting Laura and some of her family in the green room beforehand, and we chatted before she went on about how nervous she was about doing the programme, but also how determined she was. She had this incredible selfless determination, like Vicky, to use her experience and her voice to help other women. And her legacy will live on, Sean, for so long in the lives of all the women who've been spared cervical cancer because of her advocacy.
And Vicky Phelan, what do you think Laura's legacy will be?
She will have saved thousands of lives, Sean, and I don't think that, you know, unfortunately we will never have a figure on that. You know, I would love if we could get a figure on that, you know, just for her parents so that they know how amazing Laura was and what she achieved. But I think, you know, there is no doubt in my mind but she will have saved thousands of women from the fate that she had to endure. And I mean, that bit you played from the Late Late Show, I think really encapsulated, you know, she didn't want any other woman to go through what she was going to be facing into, because there is a vaccine there to prevent this cancer, and we have a cervical screening program to detect it, you know, if the HPV vaccine is not taken up by women. So you know, Laura's legacy is you know, will have saved thousands of lives.
And right now, Sean, this month, the public health nurses are in schools offering the vaccine to teenage girls. And I know Laura would have wanted nothing less than for every parent to take up that opportunity. Thanks to her, we've gone from 50% uptake 2 years ago to 70%, but we need to get to 100%.
And it was much higher even. Wasn't it up close to 90% at one stage?
It was 87% at one stage. And then because of there was campaign of scaremongering around the vaccine, the uptake dropped dramatically to just 1 in 2. And Laura was determined to challenge that by getting out there with the facts, pointing out that, you know, 300 million doses of this vaccine have been given worldwide. There's no scientific evidence that it's damaging to girls. In fact, it's safe and it can protect people from cervical cancer. And, you know, every year in Ireland, 300 women get cervical cancer and 90 tragically die from it. And even for the women who were successfully treated, the life-changing impact that it has on them emotionally, physically, on their relationships, their fertility is immense. And we can spare women, as Vicky said, with the vaccine and with screening, we can eliminate cervical cancer. So that's why I would really plead on behalf of Laura, to all parents listening, to take that opportunity, get your girls vaccinated. And if you've an older daughter who missed out last time, contact the local public health nurse and get
her
vaccinated.
There's no upper age limit for this, is there?
But once your daughter is still in school, the younger the better. It's more effective when it's given around 12 or 13. But if your daughter is still in school, she still has the chance. It's free and it's safe. Contact your public health nurse and get it.
I'm sure, Vicky, you would endorse those sentiments.
Oh, I mean, absolutely, Sean. I mean, my daughter is 13. She's just had her first dose of the vaccine last October, and she's due her second shot now shortly in the next couple of weeks. And, you know, I didn't hesitate, Sean, because, I mean, unfortunately, cervical cancer it can be hereditary. So, you know, there was always a chance that my daughter would get it. You know, it can run down family lines. And on top of that, Sean, my daughter has a congenital disorder. You know, she's got a disease that actually affects her immune system. So I would say to parents, I mean, if I'm willing to put my daughter through that and to give her the HPV vaccine, given the fact that she has a serious medical illness, you know, all parents should be doing the same thing and thinking of their futures.
Can I just say, Sean, as well, this news will be very upsetting to many of your listeners, particularly those who are going through cancer themselves. And just to let people know that the Irish Cancer Society has a free phone line. It's 1-800 200 700. We also fund counselling services across the country. So please get in touch if we can help in any way.
And I'm sure you would share that sense as somebody who is a cervical cancer survivor, Vicky, and in treatment. I know a few weeks ago you lowered your own profile on social media just in order to look after yourself and your family better, but how are you doing?
I'm doing really well, Sean, thank God. You know, I was very sick for about, you know, almost 3 weeks, to be honest. I spent a week in hospital, and that was the first time I'd been hospitalised, actually, since I've had cancer. So it was quite, you know, scary, to be honest, for me. But, you know, unfortunately, I suppose in my situation, you know, I'm here having to hear about all of these women dying, you know, between Emma Vic Bahuna, Julie O'Reilly, Orla Church, Alice Taylor, and now Laura Brennan. And it's very upsetting, Sean. It's very, you know, but it just goes to show, if anything good can come out of this, is, you know, for women to see how serious this illness is. You know, all of these women have needlessly died. Do you know what I mean? That, you know, you can prevent this by going for screening and having your children vaccinated. And that is my message, and that was Laura's message. So,
well, look,
you know,
thank you for putting that across so powerfully. Vicky Phelan, a campaigner, and Avril Power, Chief Executive of the Irish Cancer Society, and our deepest sympathies to the family of Laura Brennan, the late Laura Brennan, who died yesterday.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.